It's almost 4:30 p.m., and Library Square is bustling with Trax riders heading in and out of downtown. Just across the street, Angelo Deary gets on the bus at 300 East and 400 South. He says he is no stranger to the bus system.
4 to 5 times a day, I'm on the bus. And I might go out as far as daybreak, or I have to go out to Sandy quite a bit in a day's time. So that's normal. Sundays are about the only day I don't really ride the bus.
Deary says each time he rides, he pays the standard fare of $2.25. But if UTA starts basing its prices on the distance that patrons ride instead, he'll be paying less.
It saved quite a bit of money instead of paying a full fare just to go a few blocks. I think all of us could save some money right now.
Salt Lake City Councilman Soren Simonson agrees and has been advocating for UTA to reevaluate its fare system for several months.
How do we make it equitable for anybody anywhere to use a transit system? It costs $2 to ride 4 blocks from your house to the grocery store in Sugar House, and we have a lot of residents who may have disabilities or other limitations that require them to do that, as it does to ride an express train from Sandy to the downtown.
UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter tells KCPW the agency began working toward a new fare system after hearing interest from the public and getting the results of a study that found UTA could reach its financial goals by making the switch.
In order to get to our ridership and our revenue goals that we're hoping to achieve over the next 10 years, we found that if we stay under the same system, we can either achieve our revenue goals or our ridership goals, but we can't do both. You increase the fares, ridership drops. If you lower the fares, your ridership goes up, but you have trouble achieving your revenue goals. But we believe that by changing the system and simplifying it, we can do both.
Carpenter says the new arrangement will not be in place until 2012 or 2013, but says riders could see another change implemented before then, the cancellation of the free fare zone for bus riders, which could disappear in a matter of months in preparation for the distance-based fare system.
The advantage of having a distance-based fare system is it allows you to charge a very nominal fare for short distances that can essentially replace what is the current free fare zone. People who are traveling just a few blocks, say from 4 South over to Temple Square area, might only be charged 25 cents.
No final decisions about the free fare zone changes have been made. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.